United States President Joe Biden says he will not send troops to Ukraine if Russian soldiers invade. The U.S. has no responsibility to support Ukraine, but doing little to help the former Soviet Union nation has risks too. Experts say that if the U.S. does not push back, it could hurt the stability of Eastern Europe. Russia could consider moves against other countries like Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. Those nations, however, have the support of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Europe this week for meetings with Ukrainian officials and NATO allies. He also plans to meet with Russia's foreign minister. Blinken has said the U.S. supports Ukraine's independence and right to defend its territory. He has not explained how the U.S. would respond to a Russian invasion. President Joe Biden said earlier this week that he guessed Putin will send fighters into Ukraine, but it might not be a full war. In the past, Biden said he would not send the U.S. military into Ukraine to help fight Russia. On Thursday, however, he added, Russia will pay a heavy price if it starts a war with Ukraine. Russia responded by saying it is not planning an invasion. It accused the U.S. and other nations of provoking Russia by sending weapons and supplies to the area. Russia has said it does not want NATO to expand further east. The U.S. has rejected that demand. There is already fighting in eastern Ukraine between government forces and Russia-backed rebels. More than 14,000 people have died over 8 years of fighting. In Washington, both Republicans and Democrats are urging Biden and Blinken to do more. Congressman Jim Hines of Connecticut, a Democrat, said the U.S. should be sending more supplies and military trainers into Ukraine to help. Philip Breedlove is a former general in the U.S. Air Force and was the top NATO military leader in Europe from 2013 to 2016. He said, if Putin invades Ukraine and no one fights back, we will see more of the same. It would be difficult to stop a Russian invasion, but experts say the U.S. could make strategic threats to make Putin hold back. Seth Jones is a political scientist, and Philip Waszalewski is a former CIA officer. They wrote about Ukraine on January 13th for the Center for Strategic and International Studies. They said the best defense would be preventing a quick Russian victory. If Russia believed that a war with Ukraine could take a long time and have economic, political, and military costs, it could think twice about an invasion. Biden's advisors say they are thinking in a similar way. John Kirby is the press spokesperson for the Pentagon. He said, there are about 200 members of the U.S. National Guard in Ukraine, training soldiers along with other special U.S. troops. He said, the U.S. does not plan to send more people. The U.S. recently said it will send another $200 million in military aid to Ukraine. That is in addition to about $2.5 billion of military aid sent since 2014. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. would increase support for Ukraine, but did not say exactly how. The U.S. also said it might increase military support to NATO member nations in Eastern Europe. Jones and Waszalewski wrote that the U.S. should make it clear it will fully support Ukraine financially if Russia invades. They said the aid could be delivered by U.S. troops or by the CIA. However, these actions would put Americans in the middle of a war the U.S. is trying to avoid. I'm Jill Robbins.